Climate crazy Scotland rejects plans to drill more oil to alleviate energy crisis. By Peter Cattell on September 1, 2022. Scotland's climate crazy local government has openly rejected proposed plans aimed at alleviating the ongoing energy crisis by drilling for more oil in the North Sea. A plan formulated by PM candidate Liz Truss to drill for more oil in the North Sea to help alleviate the ongoing energy crisis has been emphatically rejected by Scotland's climate-crazy government. Led by Nicola Sturgeon's Scottish National Party, the leftist government in charge of the British nation has at this point repeatedly rejected plans aimed at alleviating the financial strain on average Britons, often for the sake of fulfilling their green agenda. It is for a similar reason that Sturgeon's administration is resisting Truss' plan, with The Times reporting that officials from the devolved government are unhappy about the possible effects the move could have on climate change. Instead, bigwigs in the country want more money put into wind energy instead, despite the myriad problems such a source already poses in the UK. Even once operational, the extracted fossil fuels will still be affected by the same global market forces which have contributed to the current crisis, The Times reports a government spokesman as saying. In contrast, wind power is already one of the cheapest forms of electricity, and our expansion plans for both on and offshore wind provides a fantastic opportunity to support an energy transition which not only delivers on our climate obligations, but which ensures a fair and just transition for the oil and gas sector and wider industry. They reportedly continued. Ultimately, the spokesman is reported as claiming that any plans to drill more oil do not present a timely solution to the current energy price crisis, nor our energy security needs, an attitude that seems to reflect a UK-wide unwillingness on the behalf of UK officials to make long-term plans for energy security, with such plans often clashing with climate emission goals. Climate change is far from the only green agenda talking point that has prompted Scottish officials to reject plans to make the lives of ordinary Britons easier, with the devolved administration also rejecting offhand plans to bump food production in the hopes of easing the cost of living crisis. Prompted by shortages in both food and fertilizer in the wake of the war in Ukraine, farmers in the country begged government ministers to relax green rules so that more land could be used to grow crops. However, while such a plan would have likely driven down food prices at a time of record inflation, while also ensuring Britain's food security is not compromised, Scottish bigwigs rejected the scheme offhand for interfering with their green ambitions. "We are still in a nature emergency that hasn't gone away. So it's a no," Lorna Slater, the country's leftist biodiversity minister who is originally from Canada, said. Slater proceeded to say that food problems in Britain should instead be solved by reducing the amount of food waste in the country, a talking point that has become quite popular with green agenda extremists on the European continent. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.